The peace of God always guarding our hearts. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God having given us his peace. In the New Testament, there are two titles, the God of peace and the peace of God. Both of these titles indicate that God himself is our peace. Also, Ephesians 2:14 indicates that Christ himself is our peace. This peace is God into whom we have been grounded. This is not an outward peace, but an inward peace in which we are safeguarded. The Lord Jesus told us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you." Since the Lord has given us his peace, today we shall live in his peace. The way to enjoy peace being by praying to have fellowship with him. There is no peace in today's world. There is no peace between man and God or even among human beings themselves. In many families, schools, workplaces, and even many religious groups, there is no peace. People today long for peace. They speak much about peace, but they do not have peace. They do not realize that peace is Christ himself. Ephesians 2:14 says that Christ himself is our peace. Actually, the peace of God and the God of peace are one. When God is with us, peace is with us also. The genuine peace we enjoy is God himself. The way to enjoy the God of peace is by praying to have fellowship with him. The peace of God keeping us through our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6-7 says, "In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus." The first thing that enables us to have peace is to bring our matters and requests to God. Our work, our need, and the difficulties we encounter should all be committed to the Lord. We should say to the Lord, "Lord, I commit all these things to your hand." We can commit to the Lord whatever we encounter through prayer, petition, and thanksgiving. And the peace of God will keep our heart and mind. God will keep us. All we need to do is to make our request known through prayer and petition with thanksgiving. As soon as we encounter any matter, we have to commit that matter to God immediately. Once we have made such a commitment, God's peace keeps us. Whenever we make our commitment to God, his peace will come. As a result, we will be free from outside influence all the time. Regardless of how great the difficulty is or how numerous the activities are, the peace of God in us will guard our hearts. All these messages are from the publications of Living Stream Ministry by Witness Lee. Prayer. Lord Jesus, praise you as the God of peace. You are our real peace within me. Grant me peace when I encounter difficulties. Lord Jesus, regardless of how great the difficulty is or how numerous the activities are, I will commit them to you. May your peace guard my heart always. Amen.